With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Officials are marking the 70th anniversary of the Man Gulch fire north of Helena that killed 13 firefighters and prompted the U.S. Forest Service to rethink fire training, safety, and research. The plane that transported most of those firefighters flew over the site again today and dropped wreaths to honor those who died on August 5, 1949. Broadwater County is seeking help to pay for prosecuting a man charged with accountability to the May 2017 shooting death of a sheriff's deputy. Broadwater asked for $25,000 from counties involved in the chase that led to the arrest of Lloyd Barris near Missoula after his son killed Deputy Mason Moore near Three Forks. Marshall Barris died in a shootout with officers. The Montana Standard reports Granite County contributed $25,000 and Beaverhead County offered an unsolicited $5,000. Requests are still out to Butte Silver Bow, Anaconda Deer Lodge, Powell, and Jefferson counties. Broadwater County's prosecution costs have totaled $241,000. In May, a judge ordered Barris to be forcibly medicated so he could be mentally fit to stand trial. The Montana Department of Justice is providing two prosecutors, while Missoula and Lewis and Clark counties have provided other services. Police in Great Falls are investigating after a man was struck and killed while crossing the street. Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter identified the pedestrian killed as George Mike Blackbird of Great Falls. The collision happened about 10:30 p.m. Friday on a four-lane avenue at the eastern end of the city. Stay tuned for more Montana News in 30 minutes. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. The Montana Commissioner of Political Practices today rejected the Republican Party's complaint against Governor Steve Bullock, which alleged the Democrat is using state resources in his campaign for president. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Commissioner Jeff Mangan rejected the ethics complaint against Bullock as frivolous. In mid-July, the Montana Republican Party claimed Bullock was violating the state ethics code because, as governor, Bullock has an executive protection detail assigned to him, and quote, officers are paid to protect the governor and travel with him on official state business within and outside of Montana. The GOP said the protection detail traveling with Bullock while he campaigned for the Democratic Party nomination violated the law. In his analysis, Mangan writes that precedent allows Governor Bullock, like other state elected officials, to pursue a nomination for another office, even while on public time, without violating the code of ethics. In early July, Bullock's presidential campaign agreed to reimburse the Montana Highway Patrol protection detail for certain costs, including travel, lodging, and meal expenses. Mangan's analysis says there is no indication that, quote, other state officials who received protection from the executive protection detail or the Montana Highway Patrol, unquote, have made agreements to reimburse the state for providing protection at campaign or political rallies in the past 2 years. The COPP says the detail has provided services for the President and Vice President of the United States, visiting governors from other states, dignitaries from other countries, and other statewide elected officials in Montana. Earlier this year, the Montana legislature proposed a new law which would have required elected officials campaigning outside of the state to reimburse the state certain taxpayer-funded expenses. However, after the bill was amended to exclude official security detail, the bill died. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. About 45 minutes ago, the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office issued new evacuation orders for the residents of the Flesher Acres area, located on the east side of Flesher Pass. This is due to the growing threat of the Horsefly Fire. The Horsefly Fire is burning about 1 to 2 miles northwest of the Black Diamond Fire in Lewis and Clark County, near Flesher Pass, east of Lincoln. It's more than 200 acres in size, is estimated, and was reported this afternoon. Today is the first day in a week that some part of Montana is not under a red flag warning because of concerns over rapid fire growth due to high temperatures, low humidity, and gusty winds. The 52-acre Tornilla Fire west of Kalispell was declared 100% contained today. According to the Sanders County Wildfire Information Facebook page, 30 firefighters were on the scene, and 20 are expected to be released this evening. The Tornilla Fire is expected to be placed in patrol status tomorrow. The Lower Stillwater Fire northwest of Whitefish has been deemed 100% contained. The 10-person crew working in the area will be released this evening, and the fire will be shifted to patrol status. A 30-acre wildfire wildfire was reported Saturday evening in the Flathead National Forest. The lightning-caused Snow Creek Fire is burning in the Bob Marshall Wilderness east of Polson. It was initially reported at 1 acre and grew to its current size over the weekend. There are no structures threatened by the blaze, which is burning in a remote stretch of the forest. Again, there was an evacuation order issued for the Flesher Acres area that's east of Flesher Pass. About 5:30 this afternoon, the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office issued new evacuation orders for residents of the Flesher Acres area, located on the east side of Flesher Pass. This is due to the growing threat of the Horsefly Fire. The Horsefly Fire is burning about 1 to 2 miles northwest of the Black Diamond Fire near Flesher Pass, east of Lincoln. It's estimated at more than 200 acres in size and was reported this afternoon. We're trying to get more details on that. Check mtpr.org later for details. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.